This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. One of the most glaring and dangerous contradictions in modern society is that you are wired, hardwired, to follow the crowd. And yet, following the crowd, going along with the herd, i.e. conforming to the crowd, will destroy you because the crowd is now following a path that will destroy it as well. For example, you know, Bitcoin was very, very popular for a while. And the people who were promoting Bitcoin said, you know, it's going to go to $1 million a coin. And in late 2017, it did skyrocket to almost $20,000 a coin. I warned people that they would be hurt by the collapse of Bitcoin, and it has now collapsed 80% nearly to about $4,000, a little over $4,000, but it could drop below $4,000 soon. And so you can be financially hurt by following the crowd. Why? Well, because the herd doesn't always know what it's doing. In fact, a herd mentality is a very dangerous mentality. Same thing is true in the stock market, by the way. It's also in a bubble. Been warning about that for several years. Real estate market, bonds, and so on, lots of bubbles. But the other thing is, you know, food and chemicals. If you eat what the masses eat, then you are killing yourself with toxic chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, other toxic additives, the heavy metals, and so on. If you take the same medicine, I dare not even call it medicine. I'm talking about prescription drugs, psychiatric drugs, and so on, statin drugs. They're really not medicine. They're just toxic chemicals. But they're sold as medicine. And if you take them because the masses are taking them and because your doctor told you, hey, everybody's taking statin drugs, you should take statin drugs, well, then you are killing yourself. Slowly, perhaps, but some people die very quickly. Some people are killed by statin drugs. Some people are, you know, how many thousands of women were given cancer by the hormone replacement therapy drugs that were all the rage about, 12 years ago, when doctors were prescribing them to every woman over the age of 50, saying, oh, you need to replace your hormones here. And it turns out, oh, guess what? These drugs grow cancer tumors. And then, you know, the truth has since come out. But if you go along with the crowd, you better be sure the crowd isn't committing suicide. And as it turns out today, the crowd is committing suicide because we live in a suicide cult. And I've been using that term for over a year now, that humanity has become a suicide cult, because the behaviors of the masses are so destructive at this point that they are suicidal. Whether we're talking about even the pushing of transgenderism, it's a kind of cultural suicide. Even it's suicide for the species, because transgenders can't have children if they undergo chemical castration or surgery that maims their genitalia. You know, they have surgery to change biologically from a man to a woman or a woman to a man, then they're unable to have children. So you can't even have the continuation of the species through sexual reproduction, which is the pillar of sustainability of all mammals. You don't see transgenders in the wild, by the way. They don't exist in any species that is sustaining itself. I mean, there might have been transgenderism in some extinct species, but certainly doesn't exist in any sustainable species that's healthy and doing well, because it doesn't work. Sexual reproduction through heterosexual relationships is actually the key to the survival of the species. But again, the progressives in modern society are pushing the destruction of the human race. And they started out by saying, I mean, they've even said, you know, white people are bad. You've heard that. They say that white people are evil and that whites have no right to exist. Well, now they're attacking women and they're attacking gay men for being male now. So the deranged left has declared war on humanity. That doesn't even consider what they've done with abortion, which is making sure that children are not born. Even late term abortions, for example, kill a child that could be born and could be viable and could grow up to be an adult and maybe have children of their own, but they're murdered by the abortion industry, and the progressives celebrate that. They applaud it. They don't tell you that most of the abortions are happening in black communities across America, do they? But the suicide cult tendency is what you get if you follow a herd off the cliff. So if you want to be one of the lemmings and you want to just run with the herd, then you have to deal with the consequences of the herd. And long-term, herd mentality gets you killed, which is interesting because herd mentality in animals is a survival instinct. I see it in my goats. You know, I have Nigerian dwarf goats, and they have a very strong herd mentality, but it's for them, it's a survival mechanism because you are dead if you're a goat that is on your own out in the open where there are predators around. Goats have strength and safety in numbers, and so they follow each other. They have a herd mentality. Cows are the same way. Deer are much that way. There are a lot of animals that tend to be prey that have the herd mentality. But you'll notice that predators do not have a herd mentality. Predators are the schemers. Predators plan. They plan how to attack the prey. They plan how to trap them, how to trick them. Predators operate, they can operate as individuals, but sometimes they will cooperate with other predators in a shared attack, maybe a three wolf attack, and then they'll share the results of that kill. But predators can also operate on their own. Predators tend to be, if you look in nature, believe it or not, predators tend to be more intelligent than prey. And a lot of people don't realize that, even when I'm saying it. I'm sure some of you are thinking, nuh-uh, what about dolphins? What about dolphins? Well, it's amazing that most people don't know dolphins are predators. it's absolutely stunning. There are, you ask your average leftist, do dolphins, you know, what do they eat? And they think dolphins are vegetarians. No, they're not. Dolphins are hunters. Dolphins are killers. They kill their prey. And they're very good at it. And they have very evolved, highly complex intelligence and social structures in order to support the predation of the food supply that they target. And so predators tend to have higher intelligence, whereas prey tend to be lower intelligence and tend to operate on herd mentality. So with that in mind, look at humans that you see today. Are they functioning as high intelligent predators or low intelligence herds? And the answer is they're functioning as herds. Herds will be eaten by the predators. The predators in this case are the globalists, and they prey on humankind, and they see human populations as cattle. They see you as sheeple, and most people confirm it by acting as sheeple. So the question is, what do you want to be? If you want to be a survivor, I'm not saying you need to be a predator. It's a metaphor here, but I am saying that you need to operate as a highly intelligent individual who doesn't jump off the cliff with the herd or doesn't follow the lemmings into traffic to get run over on the road. You need to stop thinking like the herd. And I know you're hardwired to go with the herd because all humans are. And the hardest thing for most people, especially young people, the hardest thing in the world is to be an individual. The hardest thing is to think for yourself. The hardest thing is to break from the herd and behave in a way that is not conformist. And yet, that is exactly what you must do if you are to survive, because the masses are going to be wiped out someday, perhaps soon, perhaps in a few years, hard to say. A global collapse is coming, a financial collapse, a collapse in law and order. Civil society will collapse. There'll be wars. There'll be starvation. You know, think Venezuela, but everywhere. That's coming. And believe me, in Venezuela, guess who's living now? The predators. Guess who's dying? The prey. Yeah, it has become that. So survivors need to plan and be intelligent and think for themselves. But those who are being led to the slaughter can simply conform and go along with everything and be popular and be socially acceptable. And you too will be sacrificed on the altar of conformity. And you will have no future. Nor will your children if they behave in the same way. Don't be cattle unless you want to be served up as dinner, I guess, you know, metaphorically speaking, unless you want to be harvested for the benefit of the predators, who are the globalists. All right, hope I didn't beleaguer that metaphor too much, but I think it makes a lot of sense. So give it some thought, and you can hear more of my podcast at brighteon.com. The channel is HR Report, and my website is naturalnews.com. You can also hear these podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening. Don't be cattle.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.